Oh, hello, Tim. Yeah, you look about as tall as him. But over to Tim at Great Portland Street. Tim, tell us about the Sat Truck. I think Tim would know about as much as that as well. Thank you.
Just released from the International Defence Alliance, NATO, pictures of remote technology their scientists are developing to detect explosives on underground systems. 4 years into the programme, this independent security expert in London says it could be a groundbreaking step in the fight against terror here.
The object is that it will be the other side of a wall where people are sort of walking past, and it will send out, I believe, microwaves that will be able to detect chemical differences in an individual, and will be able to ascertain whether that is that person.
The program's known as Standex and can detect explosives without disrupting the flow of passengers. It's already been tested on the underground of an unnamed European capital. Russian technology has been a key part of the trial's success.
We have our differences on some political issues, but that doesn't mean to say that in other areas, such as terrorism, we don't discover common interests and a need to cooperate.
In July 2005, three of the four London bombs were detonated on packed underground trains. At Edgware Road, Matthew from Wimbledon was sitting six seats away from the bomber and was badly injured in the blast. He's now beginning a new life as a garden designer and has only just started using the tube again. He welcomes this new technology.
I always know now that there's a lot of intelligence gathering going on to try to prevent any terrorist attacks happening, but there isn't so much that you see happening on the ground. So anything that technologically is happening to increase that surveillance when you're on the system, I think could only be a benefit.
It'll be some time before this system is ready to be used on the London Tube, but security experts say it could play a significant role in preventing another bombing. Sarah Harris, BBC London.
Hello, Timmy. Your structure is as follows. We had you with our political editor, Tim Donovan, is outside Great Portland Street Tube. Tim, now you're completely self-contained, so you pick up, talk about the changing station names, why TfL objects, into Boris Sott. You pick up and explain the Tory argument into Bacon Sott. You pick up, talk about the sponsorship options and hand back. Does that sound about right? Goody. I'm not sure we're going to have full time to rehearse before the halfway, so we'll rehearse right off the back, okay? We have 3 minutes to rehearsal.
Later on BBC London, should sponsorship be used to bring down fares on the tube system? The mayor is urged to reconsider branding deals. And scaling the heights, the 15-year-old climbing champion who's beating adults nearly twice. All right.
Ross, Tim, you ready to rehearse? Okay, going for rehearse.
Should tube stations go the way of football stadiums, with lucrative naming rights being sold to the highest bidder? Transport for London is being urged to reconsider sponsorship deals on the underground, which they previously said would be too expensive to implement. Now there are calls for tube stations to also charge for 4G internet access and the use of lifts and toilets. Our political editor, Tim Donovan, is outside Great Portland Street Tube Station for us now. Tim.
On the slot, you pick up.
18 on this is the outwards advertising revenue.
And you change the name.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5 seconds.
Stand by.
The additional worry is that you start to cannibalise other advertising revenue.
Q-Tim.
The figures that they've included in there...
Can you pick up off the back of this?
Very wobbly. I mean, £4 million is what they've estimated in a mayoral...
20 on this.
...to actually change the name of one station, but this runs completely at odds with reality.
That one's fishy to me. 10 seconds.
Then reopen it. It costs £8,500 to do that. And similarly, when Tottenham Court Road was closed, it cost £19,000. So where the figure of £4 million comes from, it looks very, very fishy to me.
Q-Tim.
50. Perfect. It's over 7 minutes.
Paul or Tom, I've just moved my seat down a bit, so you might...
And Tim, you're 11 minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure. Should tube stations go the way of football stadiums, with lucrative naming rights being sold to the highest bidder? Well, Transport for London is being urged to reconsider sponsorship deals on the underground, which they previously said would be too expensive to implement. Now there are calls for tube stations to also charge for 4G internet access and the use of lifts and toilets. Our political editor, Tim Donovan, is outside Great Portland Street Tube Station for us now.
5.5 minutes to an hour, 5.5.
Tonight on BBC London News, a major shake-up of the NHS in London. Two A&E units to close and two more could have their services cut.
Have 2 million people without any proper A&Es.
The government says these plans are forward-thinking and address the most pressing issues facing the NHS. And a father is arrested by police after his six-year-old daughter collapses at home and dies. The new technology tested by NATO that could prevent another attack on London's transport network.
It took me a long time to get back onto the tube following the London bombings. Anything that can be done to prevent attacks happening again in the future should be supported.
And they've been serving up jelly deals since the 20s. We take a look at the pie and mash shop that's been awarded Grade 2. Listed. Good evening and welcome to the programme. Critics have described it as the biggest hospital...
4 minutes. 4 minutes.
And today it was confirmed two hospitals in northwest London are to lose their accident and emergency units. The future of another two remains uncertain. The Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, announced the plans just hours after his attempts to downgrade the A&E at Lewisham were blocked. Our political correspondent, Carl Mercer, reports. There were two programmes as well. Welcome to the programme.
3 minutes on air, three.
Tonight on BBC London News, a major shake-up of the NHS in London. Two A&E units to close and two more could have their services.
We can't have 2 million people without any proper A&Es.
The government says these plans are forward-thinking and address the most pressing issues facing the NHS. Also tonight, a father is arrested by police after his six-year-old daughter collapses at home and dies. The new technology tested by NATO that could prevent another...
2 minutes from now, 2 minutes.
Plus, they've been serving up jelly deals since the 20s. We take a look at the pie and mash shop that's been awarded Grade 2 listed state. Good evening and welcome to the programme. The critics have described it as the biggest hospital closure programme the NHS has ever seen. And today it was confirmed two hospitals in northwest London are to lose their accident and emergency units. The future of another two remains uncertain. The Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, announced the plans just hours after his attempts to downgrade the A&E at Lewisham were blocked. Our political correspondent...
1 minute now, 1 minute to an air.
Tonight on BBC London News, a major shake-up of the NHS in London.
We are on air.
Units to close and two more could have their services cut.
We can't have 2 million people without any proper A&Es.
The government says these plans are forward-thinking and address the most pressing issues facing the NHS. Also tonight, a father is arrested by police after his six-year-old daughter collapses at home. The new technology tested by NATO that could prevent another attack on London's transport network. Plus, they've been serving up jelly deals since the 20s. We take a look at the pie and mash shop that's been awarded Grade 2 listed state. Good evening and welcome to BBC London. Critics have described it as the biggest hospital closure programme the NHS has ever seen. And today it was confirmed two hospitals in northwest London are to lose their accident and emergency units. The future of another two remains uncertain. The Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, announced the plans just hours after his attempts to downgrade the A&E at Lewisham were blocked. Our political correspondent, Carl Mercer.
Hey! Ho! Mr. Hunt must go!
Once again, campaigners are at the gates of London's hospitals, once again protesting about plans for major changes to their services. This was Charing Cross this afternoon.
There's still a lot of questions that are not answered.
And this was Ealing tonight. All on the day, the Health Secretary ruled that two A&E departments in West London will close, but said he wanted to save two others.
These much-needed changes will put patients at the centre of their local NHS, with more accessible 24/7 frontline care at home, in GP surgeries, in hospitals and in the community. More money will be spent on frontline care, which focuses on the patient. Less will be wasted on duplication and underperforming services.
The Health Secretary was talking about plans for major change in northwest London. It currently has 9 A&Es. The original plan was that 4 should close. Those are Ealing, Charing Cross, Hammersmith and the Central Middlesex. The health secretary, though, says he wants to keep units at Ealing and Charing Cross, but says they may be downgraded.
Well, he's obviously taken note of the hundreds of thousands of people who signed our petitions and campaigned against the closures.
I have a neighbour two doors away from me who was having a heart attack. His wife didn't know it. She brought him here to the A&E. They immediately saw what was happening. He had 3 minutes to live.
The plan is to have fewer but bigger A&Es in northwest London. Here at St Mary's in Paddington, services will be improved, as they will at the other hospitals. But what exactly will the A&Es at Ealing and Charing Cross look like? It appears they will be dramatically different.
So what we're doing is concentrating the major A&Es onto the 5 major hospital sites. There will be smaller A&Es at Ealing and at Charing Cross. They're unlikely, they'll still be able to take emergency patients, but not those.
It's not an A&E. Equally, we've been told that the maternity unit is closed, you can't have your baby at Ealing Hospital, blue light ambulance can't come. That in my book is not an A&E, and it's not a major hospital. So it's a sad day, and I'm very, very concerned for the healthcare of the residents of Ealing.
The challenge now for the NHS is not only to deliver the changes over the coming years, but to take the public with them on that journey.
Well, Carl joins me now in the studio, and the health secretary says he's saving 2 A&E units. The campaigners say most definitely he is not. Both can't be right.
No, they can't. And I suppose it depends what you think the brand A&E actually means. It is the most powerful brand the NHS has. It is why so many people use it. It's often seen as the front door to the NHS, and it's easily accessible. If people can't go to their doctor, they'll turn up at the A&E. These plans are meant to change all that, put care back into primary care, as they call it, your local GP. What I think is going to happen with these two units at Charing Cross and Ealing is that they won't be seeing blue light ambulances. That's what we were told by the medical director for Northwest London. I think they're going to be run 24/7 by GPs, so they will not be what we traditionally describe as an A&E. A&E light is how it was put to me today.
A&E light. Interesting. Thank you, Carl. Lots more to come, including: should tube stations be sponsored and renamed? Tories in the London Assembly say it's one way to stop fares rise. A man has been arrested after the death of a girl in Sutton. Ben Butler is thought to be the father of 6-year-old Ellie and is being questioned by police in South London. Our reporter Aisha Baksh sent this report.
Well, police are still guarding the entrance to the flat where the 6-year-old girl lived with her family.
5 minutes to 10:05.
As Ellie Butler, and outside her home, flowers have been laid. Inside, police forensics have spent the day looking for clues. Police say that she collapsed on Monday afternoon inside her home and was taken to hospital, where she was pronounced dead soon after. Her death is being treated as unexplained. A 33-year-old man has been arrested who's believed to be her father and believed to be called Ben Butler. Tonight, he's still in custody.
Aisha Bucks reporting that. Now, it's been hailed as a potential breakthrough in preventing terrorist attacks on public transport, similar to the London bombings. Scientists from NATO are now working with their one-time enemy, the Russians, to develop a microwave detector. Experts say the system can pinpoint anyone carrying explosives from within a moving crowd.
Just released from the International Defence Alliance, NATO, pictures of remote technology their scientists are developing to detect explosives on underground systems. 4 years into the programme, this independent security expert in London says it could be a groundbreaking step in the fight against terror here.
The object is that it will be the other side of a wall where people...
Under 40, Tim.
And it will send out, I believe, microwaves that will be able to detect chemical differences in an individual, and we'll be able to ascertain whether that is that person.
The program's known as Standex and can detect explosives without disrupting the flow of passengers. It's already been tested on the underground of an unnamed European capital. Russian technology has been a key part of the trial's success.
We have our differences on some political issues, but that doesn't mean to say that in other areas, such as terrorism, we don't discover common interests and a need to cooperate.
In July 2005, 3 of the 4 London bombs were detonated on packed underground trains. At Edgware Road, Matthew from Wimbledon was sitting 6 seats away from the bomber and was badly injured in the blast. He's now beginning a new life as a garden designer and has only just started using the tube again. He welcomes this new technology.
I always know now that there's a lot of intelligence gathering going on to try to prevent any terrorist attacks happening, but there isn't so much that you see happening on the ground. So anything that technologically is happening to increase that surveillance when you're on the system, I think could only be a benefit.
It'll be some time before this system is ready to be used on the London Tube, but security experts say it could play a significant role in preventing another bombing. Sarah Harris, BBC London.
Seven Charlton Athletic Football Club supporters have been banned from the sport for a total of 52 years and jailed for over 6 years after chanting racial songs on a train last year. The men aged between 22 and 31 were found guilty of racially aggravated fear of violence at Blackfriars Crown Court today. The incident happened on a train between Putney and Waterloo following the FA Cup fixture at Fulham in January of last year. Police are searching for a man wanted in connection with the murder of a woman in East London in the early hours of Tuesday morning. The woman, who has not yet been identified, was stabbed to death in Ilford. Local residents believe it's linked to prostitution in the area and say not enough's being done to tackle the problem. Secunda Kamara.
This is all that remains in memory of the...
Hello, Tim, on the package. Tim.
The victim was stabbed...
On the package before you, Tim.
...stagger into this takeaway restaurant. An ambulance was called and she was taken to hospital, but she later died from her injuries.
I just hear the what they call shouting noise and screaming noise.
So we're coming to you next, Tim, as rehearsed.
So many people are selling their house and they want to move away because of this hassle.
As yet, the motive for the attack is still unclear, but local residents believe it's linked to problems with street prostitution in the area.
So these girls, they pick up men from Ilford Lane and they walk and find little alleyways, similar to this.
1 minute on package, 1 minute.
The activities, and then they leave their mess behind.
Suleiman says the local council and police haven't done enough to stamp out curb crawling, and that an attack like this was always a possibility.
Because the fact that the council ignored it, the police ignored it, they've just seemed like, okay, this is a spot where we can do our business and nobody will trouble us. So it's getting really bad at the moment.
The council says it's now investing £300,000 into...
30 seconds of package, 30.
Frustration. But, you know, as leader of the council, I can give them a commitment. We are committed to doing it. We've got the money in place. We've got the budget in place, the strategy in place. And, you know, I'm hoping that they will...
15, stand back.
Improvement.
As yet, we don't know exactly what led to this...
10 seconds, 9.
More could have been done to prevent it. Residents hope the tragedy will lead to action, ending the problems of prostitution on their streets. Secunda Kamani, BBC London News.
Should tube stations go the way of football stadiums?
Stand by.
Naming rights being sold to the highest bidder. Well, Transport for London is being urged to reconsider sponsorship deals on the Underground, which they previously said would be too expensive to implement. Now there are calls for tube stations to also charge for 4G internet access and the use of lifts and toilets. Our political editor, Tim Donovan, is outside Great Portland Street tube station for us now.
If you change all the signs...
18 on this, the outwards, other advertising revenue.
And you change the name.
10 seconds, 9.
Stand by, you're next, Tim.
7, 6, 5 seconds.
The additional worry is that you start to cannibalise other advertising revenue.
QSIM.
The figures that they've included.
21 on this, the outwards, fishy to me. So...
Tight end, Tim, tight end. You're slightly out of sync, which is annoying. They're looking into it, so very tight end, please.
10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6.
..pounds to do that. And similarly, when Tottenham Court Road was closed, it cost £19,000. So where the figure of £4 million comes from, it looks very, very fishy to me.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. And apologies to viewers there if our audio is a little bit out of sync. Still to come, though.
Thanks, Tim. Sorry about that. Being out of sync is annoying. And thank you to the team.
Guys, thank you, Tim. Sorry about that. Or perhaps Londoner's James Blake or Rudimental. Or maybe a surprise win. And?
Hi, I'm Molly Thompson-Smith. I'm 15 years old and I'm the British lead climbing champion. Later in the show, I'll be doing this.
It's 5 years since the Westfield Shopping Centre opened in Shepherd's Bush.